You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a treat this week to have Kelly Pierce with me, digital media associate with the R Street Institute. Robin Ebmeyer is here, Utah Valley University's Director of Emergency Management and Safety. And Shauna Scott Bellicomo is here, former president of the Women's State Legislative Council and Utah Women's Lobby. I just have to ask you about this because I saw this article and I thought, really? I don't know. I need your input. I was reading an article, and of course, anytime I see a headline that says something like, the trick to a great marriage is, I am a sucker for a headline like that. Because, you know, I've been married 20 plus years, and whatever I can do to keep my marriage healthy is what I want to do. And this article said the trick to a long-lasting great marriage is to vacation without your partner, to go on separate vacations. And there was a picture of a woman that she looked to be about my age in her 60s, you know, and she's like climbing a mountain. And I thought, you know, my husband and I are blessed in that we have very similar interests and would enjoy very similar things. But I also know there are many marriages where the husband and wife couldn't be any more different. He'd like to go to every baseball stadium in the country and she'd like to go to every ballet company. You know, it's very, and so I don't know who to start with on this. Kelly, would you mind if I started with you? You're the youngest of our group. And so, you know, you haven't had time yet to get sick of them. No, I'm just kidding. What did you think when you saw that?
Well, I'm coming up on the 7-year itch, so I don't know.
Right? Sorry. It's been very longer than I thought.
And I will say, though, you know what? It just kind of depends on every marriage, you know, when I saw that headline. Because I think there are a couple things that people would agree on, obviously, you know, trust and fidelity, you know, lead to a long marriage. But I think it kind of depends on the couple. Like you were saying, if there's someone who wants to go to every baseball stadium and they're basically dragging their partner there, well, that's probably not a great idea, but you need to have that trust in your marriage, right? That you go, okay, fine, go do your thing. I'll go do my thing, right? So I think it just kind of depends on the couple. For me, I know my husband has to travel a lot for work. So when we take vacations together, that's a great time to be together, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, maybe not base your marriage on a headline, but what works best for you.
Oh, wisdom. There's wisdom there. But I wonder if this is connected at all, Shauna, to that being apart sometimes, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder kind of thing. I don't know if it's connected to that. How do you see it, Shauna?
I think it's just a matter of kind of like what Kelly said, people have different interests. And I know many years ago when I've lived in some other places, you know, I would have friends that were really unhappy in their marriages because their spouse was always, let's say, spending his money out hunting or on long weekends, and not necessarily with the family, but with other male friends. And she may be at home saying, hey, I really want to go to the ballet in Salt Lake. And I was like, well, let's go. Why do you need your spouse to go to the ballet? Take your kids and let's go. And, yeah. You know, I've been married more than once, so I've learned that if there's something I want to do, I'm going to go do it. I'm part of that group where I go travel, and my best trips have been with girlfriends. They have not
really
been with my spouses. Absolutely. I have
Where have you traveled with your girlfriends, if you don't mind my asking, Shauna?
This started out when I was the president of Business and Professional Women. We had an annual convention every year, different city, and it ended up I would travel with a group of women. We would go out normally maybe a week early, visit the site, and then some of us would invite our spouse to join us at the end, and sometimes the spouse would or not, you know, after the convention. But I retired a year and a half ago, and I'm doing traveling a lot without my spouse because, number one, he still has to work, and number two, we have different interests. My husband has a lot of anxiety. He doesn't like to fly and travel.
Oh.
So everyone in my family likes to travel. I mean, I still think it's important to spend quality time with your spouse.
Of course.
And we try to have a vacation together, but growing up, my kids and I love Disney, so we like to go to Disney World.
Oh,
my spouse
yes.
would rather clean a toilet than go to Disney World. he's not going to find him there. You know, it's just, you have to find what works for you and your marriage. And I don't ever feel like it's fair. I feel like a lot of times women give themselves to their family. They sacrifice time, money, and their own desires to raise their children and for the good of their family. And quite frankly, a lot of men are great parents, but they often don't think that way. A lot of times they still make sure they get their own needs met. And we as women are not good at that. So I feel like there are things that you want to do and your spouse doesn't want to do it. Go do it. Go grab some girlfriends and go.
What do you say, Robin?
I love these comments. So I've been married for 35 years. I actually had to do the math. And I land on both sides of this. Like my husband would go by himself on a vacation. He'd do it in a minute. I would rather have someone with me. I like the company of a person. So if we go on a vacation and we go together, now our interests, we have some that are the same and we have some that aren't. So we went to Hawaii last year and he's a beach bum. He could lay out on a beach forever and I can't. One, I have skin that burns in 15 minutes. Two, I can't sit still like that. So the compromise, I mean, which is what we do, right? We just compromise and say, heck yes, I want to go to Hawaii, but you know, I'm not going to lay out on a beach all the time. Well, that's okay. I will find my own activity. So he will go lay out on the beach and I will lay there for about 15 minutes. And then I either retreat, read a book, or I just start walking up and down the beach because yeah. I'm okay with that. Beautiful view, love the sound of the water, but to sit still is very difficult for me. So I also have a consulting job where I go out with a group of people and travel, you know, several weeks in the year. So I have that moment of I'm all by myself. I'm in the hotel room with the remote, completely in control of it.
I
can eat where I want. I don't have to ask anyone's permission to do whatever, you know, after the work day is over. So I already have that kind of built in and bonus. Someone's paying me to do this. So it's like I kind of have that outlet of, oh, I get to go do this thing and I'm away from you for a week and this will be fabulous. And we've been able to compromise and figure out, okay, well, let's do this for you. Let's do this for me. And it works. We've been able to do it.
Yeah. Oh, such interesting comments. Oh, ladies, the time is gone. Doggone it. Will you please come back and see me again, all three of you?
Of course.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you so much. Please take care, everyone, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.